It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt. Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Rod Stewart's son.
Got a red.
Reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Nip it in the bud! Andy!
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Hey, what happened?
Inconceivable!
Hello.
Goodbye.
See you later. The Aristocrats.
Is it?
Is it?
Are they? Oh, who's that?
What? Oh, shit.
I'm here. Always here, but...
Yeah.
I'm here.
It's the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. That's the website. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
The one and only...
And also,
where'd they go?
We fired them.
Wow.
Fuck them.
Okay.
That's it. Just me and you, kid.
Sounds good.
Nobody else wanted to come out and play.
Yeah.
Because they're in Delaware. Hi. We're in Delaware.
Party on, we.
Party on, Garth. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. So we're doing the Derek and Matt show.
Yeah. This is, This is the second time in this
incarnation
of the show. We had a brief Derek and Matt show.
Did we?
It was only maybe 15, 20 minutes before Vaughn showed up.
Vaughn.
There's nobody there.
Dumb Vaughn.
Something happened with the Cousin Joe show, and then they asked us to come on early on Cringe, and we decided to come on. And you talked to Vendo before that? The Japanese white guy?
I'll take your word for it. It's all a blur for me.
I know things.
Yeah. A ting or two.
I will remind you about your past.
Oh. Yes, Matthew has often reminded me of stories from my childhood that I don't even remember.
It's true.
Like my pitching attempt.
Yes. Yes.
We won't go into that. Uh-oh. It's fine.
Oh, it's a good story.
It is a good story.
It's a good story.
I'll keep that one to myself.
Mm-hmm. We'll post about it later.
Oh, so we weren't on the air last week because they were wrestling, and this week they're wrestling again in Delaware. We just didn't want to have two entire whole weeks off, so we're just throwing this together.
Yeah, was it? It hasn't been 2 weeks, right? I'm like losing track of time.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
July 29th was the last one.
Yeah. Okay. This is our first show in August, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It was Adolf Hipster and the Chicken Nugget Challenge.
Yes.
Chicken Chug It Challenge or whatever. We like to call it Chug It because you like to chug those nuggets.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. So, over here, we got a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Now, what if I have to shit? What do? Just leave you here alone?
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll just put the Aristocrats guy on the screen.
Well, the phone line's open, 732.
Yes.
361-CRAT.
Yes.
That's 732-361. Some numbers. I don't know. Spell it out.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me. So you can call us if you want, if you're listening. If you are, God bless. I don't think you are, though.
So I sent you a whole list of weird news.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we can get into that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going on in the last 2 weeks.
I don't know. What happened? Something must have happened.
Oh, like a big event?
Yeah.
Like Detroit?
What happened?
Detroit went bankrupt.
Just completely.
40% of the city is abandoned.
Really?
To begin with.
Yeah. Where'd they go?
Nobody wants to live there.
Not Detroit?
Yeah, not Detroit, exactly.
Canada?
Yeah, I saw a great meme of, there's just a picture of a street with just debris all over the place and like buildings falling apart and like just girders, like, destruction. Mm-hmm. And it says, meanwhile in Iraq... Oh, wait, that's Detroit.
Yeah.
And that is Detroit.
Well...
Detroit Rock City. It's just a bunch of rocks.
And you know, if they get this RoboCop boot off the ground...
Yeah.
Then maybe, you know, look at some tourism.
Maybe.
Weren't they supposed to have, like, a statue or something?
Maybe. I wouldn't advise it.
That'd be pretty
but,
stupid.
But, yeah, so...
Gone.
I mean, usually going bankrupt doesn't really mean, like, it's over, but...
Well...
Not in our lifetime, probably. We will not see Detroit come back.
I think Jack White and Kid Rock and what's his name?
Eminem. ICP.
ICP.
Rob Van Dam. Well, they're not all really from Detroit. They're from, like... Well, was Eminem Detroit?
I don't know.
No. They're all from, like, suburbs or something like that. I think Rob Van Dam...
What's his name? Fucking Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent? Yes.
Yeah. I think they should all get together.
Mm-hmm.
And throw some money at them.
Why not? It can take a lot more than what they got.
The fact that I know that they're from Detroit...
Yeah.
Says something about them being from there. They've made it apparent.
It does, yeah. It does produce stuff, I guess.
Cars, I guess.
Yeah, I think.
Motor City.
Maybe.
Now, what were they?
Oh, Kevin Nash was born in Detroit, Michigan as well.
Oh, good. Mm. he could go there and fucking, I don't know.
Be a big waste of space? I don't know. Nah, he's a good guy.
I'm sure he is. Now, what are they blaming this on?
What are they
just,
blaming
yeah,
it on?
Yeah, just
well,
car industry going under?
No. The main reasons why Detroit went bankrupt is because of the Democrats.
Oh, okay. So it's my fault.
Well, you're not anything.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, that's it's like a liberal haven, sort of.
Yeah.
It's like... The results of where, like, California is going and the rest of the country may go, you can look at Detroit and get a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, like, what the Republicans are going to be shoving in everybody's
face. That's what
face.
They'll run on for the next...
look what you did.
For the midterm elections and for the next presidency. Yeah, well, I mean, our president did say, I'm not going to let Detroit go bankrupt. And what he really meant to say was, I'm not going to let Detroit go bankrupt before re-election. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really a shame.
You know what? People say things.
Well, yeah. But they knew. It's been going on for decades now that this city has been...
Shambles.
Just falling apart. You know, this is really, really weird. Like, every now and then... Do you just look up somebody randomly, like, that you haven't seen in years, just see if they're on Facebook or something like that? Or maybe if you can't find them on Facebook, you Google them, see if they're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I Googled this one person that I went to middle school with. It was really annoying blonde girl. Rich, snobby blonde girl. And I don't see her anywhere on Facebook. She's, like, completely non-existent. So I decided, like, I want to see what happened to this girl. I went to look her up. And... There's, like, not really any kind of internet footprint for her, except on some random website for, like, runners, because she was, like, a track runner in high school or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some guy who became, like, a really successful runner, he made a post on a track website with her full name, quoting her from something she said to him in high school. And the quote, and this is, I'm getting to the segue here. He mentioned something about, I think, Detroit being, like, the worst. Oh, no, he said, you know, Camden's, like, a really, you know, horrible city or something like that. It's, like, one of the worst cities in the country. And she said, well, Chicago is the worst city in America. It's, like, the shittiest city in America. And he's just like, I'm sure that Chicago's pretty shitty, but I'm pretty sure Detroit's, like, 30 times worse. And she said, well, duh, Detroit is in Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, Detroit, of course.
Like, how does someone do that?
I don't know.
But yeah, really weird that came up like that. Yeah, and
you fucking found it.
But because the person quoted her with her full name and what high school she went to,
ah.
Like it was like you know, you couldn't mistake it. Now, all I was just trying to do was see if this person was still alive.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, she's still dumb.
Still dumb and annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was typical.
I'm very weary of people that have no internet footprint.
Yeah.
I'm just like, where the fuck are they?
Yeah. Well, just maybe they just don't use the internet for anything.
Who doesn't do that?
I don't know. I know that my ex didn't have any internet footprint up until like a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing.
And she was a weirdo.
Never ran a relay race. Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
I'll look myself up once in a while. Yeah. I'm all over the place.
Yeah. I like to see what stuff comes up. It's weird.
Weird pictures of me.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff.
Random pictures that people have from like the Pizza Hut days, like popping up.
Yeah. That is some weird MySpace profile picture or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very strange.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Detroit, basically liberal policies and narcotics. South side of Detroit by 8 Mile. Narcotics destroyed it.
Yeah.
Drug war.
All of those big industrial towns are shit.
Yeah. Now. Mm-hmm.
Even something simple like Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Seriously. You go through there, it's just all like abandoned factories.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's reasons for that, but this is more like, I don't know. Could you imagine New York City turn into that?
No.
No.
No. Because they keep up with the times.
Yeah.
I think Detroit had all their... I'm talking like I know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I don't. Seems like, to me, the uninformed,
yeah,
you know, they put all their stock in, like, one industry. And
I
then,
guess, but that's not really, like, that's not really what did it, though.
No, but that helped.
Mm.
You know. I mean, they were making... They're known for cars. Yeah, it's Motor City.
Yeah, but just unsustainable programs. Just lots and lots of spending. That's what killed them.
Yeah.
People move out.
Yeah, because
when
they
don't
the
have enough population of people paying taxes.
Yeah,
because
they're not the only ones making cars.
Yeah.
It spreads out.
Yeah.
So now you have this whole town that's based on cars.
So you think that like 100 years ago when, you know, the Industrial Revolution was like, you know, really like everything was settled in, that they were like, we're just going to do cars.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Pittsburgh, you do steel. And Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, you do... Fucking, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did there.
No.
I think there's some truth to that. I am uninformed, but I think so.
Hmm. Yeah. Maybe I'll look that up while
we're
talking.
Yeah, look it up. Very strange. You were wondering about the new, and it's all over the place now. It's old news, but, you know, we only get to do this on Sundays. So.
Mm-hmm.
The new Lady Gaga video.
Yeah, what is this?
Well, it's some kind of art thing, and apparently she gets naked.
Okay,
so you get to see her what do we call them, flapjacks?
Yeah, little flapjacks.
So video.
I gotta censor us.
Yeah,
I can't have the video on in the background, right?
No, I wouldn't.
All right, so I'm just gonna go with the Aristocrats logo. Okay,
yeah, you can do that. Well,
we're just gonna talk. Like,
yeah,
time
we're just
gonna
look at naked people. While you,
mm-hmm. Is it a sex tape or?
It's a it's like an art video.
She just gets naked.
I will. I'll put it up here. Let's see. Well, let's see what this is. Lady Gaga strips naked in not safe for work video for the. Oh, God.
Did you say Nazi for work?
Not safe for work.
Oh, I thought you said Nazi for work.
The Abramovic?
We'll burn Jews for food.
Abramovic method.
Okay.
Okay. She teamed with a Serbian performance artist for a bizarre tutorial / testimonial video in which the singer chants, stands in a river, walks blindly into a field, and spoons a giant crystal.
Okay.
It should be pointed out that a good chunk of the clip's 2+ minutes, she is completely naked.
Mm.
So this is some kind of weird yoga exercise-y kind of...
Yoga.
Garbage. And I am going to warn you, the audio is shrilling.
So let's keep it low here.
She's basically just like moaning.
Oh.
Not really moaning, more like a chant. So I'll keep it a little low.
What is that?
That's her. She's lying on a floor.
She looks like shit.
Yeah.
I used to do this when I was a child.
And then you'd have your friend join in and see if you can match.
Yeah. Hey. We're harmonizing.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to run and do a leg drop to her. I guess I can put... Wait, when does she get naked?
A little bit.
Okay, so I can like put this up, right? No?
What's that?
This video?
I would just... Nah, don't put that up yet. Okay. I don't know exactly when. Now she's standing in a river.
Yeah, I never
river.
Did this. What does she have on her head?
I don't know. It looks like she's got two pencils sticking in her eye.
Oh, it's one of her costumes.
Oh, okay. It's one of her brassieres.
Yeah. The extreme Madonna.
Yeah.
It's just like two cones, but not like the Madonna cones. It's like, they're almost like phallic.
She's,
She looks better there.
Yeah, because she's covering most of her face. Yeah. With, and now she's got some kind of, I don't even know. Just look up Lady Gaga naked. It comes up.
She's wearing just like this. Oh, there it is. The little tattoos.
Yeah.
Why did she decide to do this?
I don't know.
Now, her breasts look nice with her arms up.
Yeah.
And hanging down straight to the ground as she's bending over at the waist. Breathing heavily. Now she's, what is that?
She's kind of spooning a crystal.
Okay. It's like almost like a giant ice cube.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very naked.
She's totally naked.
And the nakedness was very sudden. There was no build-up.
No, none at all.
It went from one scene to the next.
Now here she is with her crazy eyebrows.
She's no eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they're bleached.
It looks like they got burned off. What is wrong with her?
I don't know.
She looks like she could be a nice-looking girl.
Eh.
No, maybe not.
That's it? That's it.
Hello.
So there's Lady Gaga naked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm. Oh.
Well, she looked better than I thought she would.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's been working out. Didn't she, like, break her hip or something?
No, oh, I have no idea.
Guess I should have looked that up.
So, I looked up a little information on Detroit.
Yeah.
And it says, what happened? For decades.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Detroit paid its bills by borrowing money,
uh-huh.
which is what the United States does, while struggling to provide the most basic services for its residents. The city, which was about to default on a good chunk of its $14 billion-plus debt, now will get a second chance in a federal bankruptcy court-led restructuring. Detroit's budget deficit this year alone is estimated at $380 million. Kevin Orr is a state-appointed emergency manager. Okay. So, why did it happen? It took decades of decay to bring down the once mighty industrial giant that put the world on wheels. The city grew to 1.8 million people in the 1950s, luring them with plentiful jobs, paid good wages to stamp out automobiles for sale across the globe. But like many American cities, Detroit's fall began late that decade as developers started building suburbs. Then came the 1967 riots. Let's see. Accelerated the number of white residents who moved to the cities north of the 8 Mile. Considering the region's racial dividing line. The 8 Mile road is like the difference between like people who do drugs and people who don't do drugs.
Okay. People who do drugs in the street and people who buy drugs from a pharmacy.
Yeah. At the same time, auto companies began opening plants in other cities and rise of autos imported from Japan.
Aha, uh-huh, see?
Yes.
I was kind of right.
Started to cut the size of the U.S. auto industry. Detroit's property values fell, tax revenue dropped, police couldn't control the growing murder rate, and many middle-class blacks fled the city to safer suburbs with better schools. What's wrong with that? This city should just exist as like the flop house of the United States. It's got room for 2 million people. So if you're, you know,
there's no money. What are they gonna do?
Just live there temporarily. See, Detroit should just be like a district sanctuary.
They should just make it like Battle Dome,
uncontrolled. Yeah, just completely uncontrolled area, and just ship people off there, and then figure out what they're gonna do. And if they get out alive, they can live somewhere good.
There you go. Make it like the Hunger Games.
So, let's see. By 2009, the auto industry collapsed along with the economy as a whole, eventually pulling the city down with it. Government corruption under former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick.
Why?
Kwame Kilpatrick.
Kwame. The great Kwame.
Yeah. Only made
sounds
things
like a
worse.
Carson bit.
Mm. And let's see. So in 2000 census, Detroit's population fell under 1 million. And as the exodus continued today, it's barely above 700,000. Let's see. The auto industry's fall is a big factor. The city is littered with abandoned factories built in the post-war boom years, most of which multiple stories as a Japanese auto invasion.
So it's the Japanese fall.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, basically, I guess maybe if we start with the fall of the auto industry, you could say that the lack of jobs because of this then created the snowball effect of the... what's it called? The people moving out. So that's there's the lost tax revenue, and then the drug use and the murders. They all kind of tie in. Like they kind of go like one step to the next, and then eventually you have almost half an abandoned city that was once a powerhouse in this country is now the it's now the shittiest city there shittiest. Could possibly be. So.
So it's the Japanese.
Basically, yeah. We bomb them, and then they bomb our city.
Oh. You hear this played on the street.
We're gonna have to slap the dirty little Jap, and Uncle Sam's the guy who can do it.
That's racist.
In that streak of yellow from the sneaky little fella, and he'll think a cyclone struck him when we're through it.
They just don't make music like this anymore.
They should.
The old woodshed. We'll start right on his bottom, and we'll go to his head. When we get done with him, he'll wish that he was dead. We've gotta slap the dirty little Jap.
Yeah, slap him.
Slap a Jap.
Carson Robinson.
What year was that?
Oh God, I don't even know.
Doesn't say.
No.
Cool.
I don't know. 1902.
Oh, well.
Sure.
Unlikely.
Yeah. So Detroit's in shambles. Yeah. Poor Detroit. What are you gonna do?
So yeah. Can't pay their bills, can't provide basic services. So
gotta get out of there.
Yeah.
Gotta get move the jersey. Dude,
just pave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just make it a big parking lot.
Yeah. Make it Canada's parking lot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll find a use for that.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe Canada will help them. They got money up there.
Not really.
No?
No.
They have a lot of maple syrup.
Oh, man.
You're right.
No.
What is wrong?
Sitting on this couch sucks.
Why don't you sit on the chair?
Like, well, how am I going to do that?
I don't know. You could have moved everything over. You're not
But I got to, like, operate this. Like, if I was sitting in a regular chair, it'd probably be all right. But I'm sitting on, like, the edge of, like, the solid part of the couch.
Yeah.
So it's, like, forming, like, a cross, like, X on my ass.
The big ass. Yeah, we're not really using all the space here.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What have you done in the last 2 weeks?
Nothing. I'm excited about the Royal Baby.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Royal Rumble, but that's not till January.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Were you really excited about it?
Yeah, they're nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like her. She's a very attractive woman.
He's a fucking goofball.
He is. He definitely is.
And they're doing the, what's the kid's name?
I don't know.
The baby. You don't know the fucking Prince
no.
of England's name?
I don't give a
George.
Shit.
George. Wait. Prince George.
Prince George?
Yeah. Little Prince George.
Got enough princes over there? I mean, Jesus Christ, when's she gonna kick the bucket? Charles is probably gonna die before her.
How old is she now? 127?
She's gotta be up there. She's gotta be around a C-note.
There's a great picture circulating online for years of her standing with all these U.S. presidents over the years.
Yeah.
I think it went back to Eisenhower.
Wow.
It's just her with every U.S. president going all the way up to Bo.
Yeah. It says here she was born in 1536. Oh, no, wait a minute.
That was the wrong one.
That was the formation of the current, I guess, the current bloodline. I don't know. I don't really know too much about it.
And they are making a Princess Diana movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Let me get the age here. All right, she was born in 1926.
That's a long fucking time ago.
Yeah. Not as old as I thought. I was thinking she was closer to 100 than 90.
Yeah.
But she's 87. She looks like Dr. Ruth.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's been queen for like 60 years, I think. Something like that.
And
constitutional monarch.
Naomi Watts.
Oh, what about her?
Is playing Princess Diana. You want to check out the trailer?
Yeah. I haven't seen her in a while.
She looks good. She looks like her.
Oh yeah. Actually, she looks a lot better.
Yeah.
Princess Diana. She looks like a dude.
Is not the whole story.
The one after. Well, if that's what the palace have decided.
It's still possible you might be queen one day.
I want to help people.
No, you're not gonna.
You're so good at giving love. The hard part is receiving love. Doctor, this is Diana.
Well, perhaps I can show you around.
Perhaps I could have sex with you. But it's not
open date. They had to actually make her, like, less attractive.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I don't know how to contact you.
Well, I'm
No, back in the day, she was,
Actually, I'm not like most people.
I think most of it was, her power.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
He doesn't know who I am.
Maybe he doesn't. He might be very badly influenced.
What is with, why is she hanging around with Kumar?
I don't know.
Diana and Kumar go to the castle?
Yeah.
I'm touching black children.
What was that?
So they're actually like throwing her into the bus here.
What, is she like cheating?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, cheating with Kumar? I don't know anything about the royal family. My mother knows like everything.
Yeah,
yeah. My mother would be able to pick this.
Does she
whole
have
movie
like
apart.
Plates and shit from all the marriages? And
I think so.
Commemorative T-shirts.
She was such a huge bags. Diana follower. It was ridiculous. She wouldn't let me go to wrestling school because we had to mourn the death of Princess
That's
Diana.
That's right. Oh my God.
So many
can't
people
go
died.
To wrestling
in,
school. Diana died.
Yeah. So many people died in 1997.
Is that when she died?
Oh, yeah.
Seems like it was longer.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So she looks good there.
Mm-hmm. But Naomi Watts herself looks much better than
Diana.
Than just like what they have like there. Like they like looks like they changed her nose up a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh well, it's a good pick.
Yeah, she's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Naomi Watts is gorgeous.
Yes, and as is Kate and her sister Peppa Pig or whatever the fuck her name is.
Who?
What's the?
Oh, Kate Middleton and Pippa.
Pippa or Peppa?
Salt and Peppa.
Salt and Peppa.
Pippa. Pippa Middleton. I think Kate is better, but yeah, they're
yeah,
both
yeah,
five.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other one looks kind of like who's that? That Jew woman who was with Ashton Kutcher.
Demi Moore?
Yeah.
Jew woman.
She looks a little bit like Demi Moore.
Oh, Lord.
But
and she held her pregnancy well as well.
She definitely did. You could barely tell.
Yeah. Which is, to be expected. I'm sure they were like, they're so posh there, I'm sure.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I'm just looking at pictures of her.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, she definitely does have like a Demi Moore thing going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, give me Kate Middleton any day. Any day.
Now she's a MILF.
She certainly is. Full and true.
Now the rumor is
that woman.
The other brother, whatever his name is.
What?
Harry?
Harry and William?
Harry William's the one that's married, yes.
Yeah.
So Harry, the younger one.
The younger one.
The rumor is that he is not of the royal bloodline. And that Diana had an affair, not with
really?
Kumar, but with one of her bodyguards.
Yeah, fucking, I can't remember what his name is.
Yeah, whatever, I don't know.
The Harvey Oswald or something like that.
And that he is not of the bloodline.
So he can never be.
Well, he could, technically he is. They've never come out and said, no, he's not.
Well, I'm sure they would have a blood test if it came down to it.
Probably, but actually what they did instead was they just kind of maneuvered all of their laws and everything around so that he could never be king. Basically what they did.
Okay.
So, especially now that Kate had a boy, he's completely out.
Mm.
So it would go to, I guess it would go to the dad first, right?
Well, Charles would be king.
The crown. Charles would be king.
Yeah, and he'll probably die like in the next 10 years or so. So then...
And then it would go to William and then...
George. Harry would probably never see him.
No. Mm. No. He's... somebody had a whole picture online of Lion King. And it was... it was basically William as Mufasa.
Yes.
And it had, Kate and everybody, and then they had... They had Harry on the bottom as Scar. Mm. He was the brother that can never be king.
Nice.
My brother.
Scar. We're,
All hail the king.
That was, what's his face?
The voice?
Yeah. Type that in there.
Who was that?
Jeremy Irons, right?
Jeremy Irons. Yes.
I knew it!
And Scar, I believe, is similar to Shere Khan, who's a character in, was it? Jungle Book?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're basically the same character from what I remember.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because one's like a lion and one's a tiger, right?
And there's a bear. Oh, my.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let's move on from the royal family. I don't really care much about them. It is insane how much,
There's no reason to care.
I mean, I guess if you live in England, but it's all over. Yeah, it was all over here.
Like they don't really mean anything anymore.
No, they don't do anything.
They do nothing. They're literally just like placeholders of nobility.
Yeah,
it's something that you're not allowed to have here, and people care so much about it.
But just in case,
yeah,
Parliament crumbles to the ground, we're just going to keep the bloodline going.
Yeah,
I just got to be here just in case.
Mm-hmm.
They're just,
How's Prince Charles doing?
I don't know. He looks fucking goofy as shit.
You better believe it. Didn't Vaughn call him fat once?
I don't remember. The third time Vaughn came up today.
Yeah, he's 64.
Yeah?
Yeah. He'll probably be on his way out within the next 10, 15 years.
I don't know if he's anything like his mom. Mm,
I don't know. Mm. He looks older than that to me. He looks like he's 74. Maybe he's just something with British people.
Maybe.
They just look older. But, yeah. And there was all kinds of bullshit going on with them. I only heard, I heard things because my mother and my grandmother would talk about stuff all the time when I was a kid, like the 80s and 90s.
Why? They're not even,
I don't know.
But they're not even, descent from there, you know?
No. Not at all.
They don't have family over there or anything.
No.
I mean, if my father was in, my father's from Scotland, so he's technically a British subject.
Yeah,
so
subject.
So if he was interested in it,
it'd be
understand.
One thing because it's part of his history.
Yeah.
My father, yes. My father is Irish, English, Scottish, Dutch, Welsh. Well, not Dutch, it's not. Irish, English, Scottish, Welsh. So
he's white.
He's very white, but he's actually very tan. Yeah. He lives in Florida. But, so, for him, I can understand. My mother, though, my mother is Russian, Polish, German, Italian. You know, there's nothing there.
Nothing. It's like a soap opera, I guess. I don't know.
She'd be studying Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini.
Yeah, that's right. Stick with your roots.
Yeah.
Does your mom watch Downton Abbey?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
10 Abbey. Abbey Road.
They did a thing on workers' wages here.
Uh-oh.
Hundreds of dissatisfied workers at major American companies like Walmart, McDonald's, and Wendy's have joined protests nationwide in the past year demanding higher wages.
Mm-hmm.
One company that hasn't had to deal with such strike is Costco.
Mm.
The New Frills warehouse pays its hourly workers an average of just over, how much do you think?
Like 10 bucks.
20.
Wait, what?
It pays an hourly worker an average of just over $20 an hour compared to its just under $13 competitor at Walmart.
Wait,
even president.
Where is this?
I don't know. On Yahoo Finance. I don't know.
I mean,
where,
it depends what state
what Costco,
it is.
Probably, yeah. But.
Do they have them in California? I could see California being $20.
I don't know. Looks like Costco's doing pretty good.
Huh. That is.
The recession has been good for these companies.
It's people are buying shitloads of shit.
Sales at Costco have grown an average of 13% annually since 2009. Profits have risen 15%. Its stock has more than doubled since 2009.
Hmm.
Huh.
Very
so
interesting.
So this guy, Cesar Martinez, and we have a little, there's a little Cesar. Chart. Let me get the chart up here. Which is
chart?
The chart. All right.
Okay, Wendy's.
We got some.
There's some redheaded black girl. I'm assuming she's redheaded. It's black and white.
I don't know.
But she looks kind of black, kind of Spanish.
And what's her name?
Her name. I'm gonna say it's Cinnamon Tigne.
I call her Tigner.
Tigner. T-I-G-N-E-R. She's a Tigger.
She's a Tigner. Cinnamon.
Okay, so.
My name's Cinnamon.
So we got minority girl working for 735 an hour, 40 hours a week. I don't think that's true.
No benefits.
I
and again, we don't know where this is.
I mean, it says Wendy's. I highly doubt that she is like a full-time employee for 735 an hour. Almost no places in the entire country for a full-time job hire somebody for less than $9 an hour. There's like one job.
What's the minimum?
The minimum wage is $7.25.
Okay.
I really doubt it. I mean, that's like the national baseline. There's other states that are higher than that.
Well, hey, she's got a dime over.
but the $7.35 an hour thing just I honestly don't think it's true. But regardless, if you're working full-time at a Wendy's frying, you know, or making burgers, like, you got to look at it realistically. If you're a manager, you're not going to be making $7.35 an hour.
No, you're making
the jobs
13.
Under them are not meant for people to be living off. It's not, you're not supposed to be working at a Wendy's and supporting a family. It's, I'm just like, that is logic.
That's so not a living wage.
Exactly. Well, even if you paid her $10 an hour, that's not it's not a livable wage. It's just not enough. There's, I mean, maybe three states in the entire country you could live off $10 an hour. You know,
it says the median pay for fast food workers nationwide is $9.05 an hour,
mm-hmm.
or about $18,800 a year.
Yeah, which is, you know, $17,000 or something like that is something like the national average. It's pretty low, but astronomically high compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
There's people who make $7.35 a day.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see Walmart here.
So Cinnamon Tigner makes $7.35 an hour, 40 hours a week at Wendy's. Over at Walmart, we have Colby Harris making $9.40 an hour, 35 to 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Qualifies for benefits but can't afford.
And, qualifies but can't afford.
And it says promoted, no. So I guess he's not eligible for promotion. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And Cinnamon expects to be promoted. And then we got Cesar Martinez,
mm-hmm.
Costco, $22.80 an hour, 40 hours a week, healthcare, 401k, and it says promoted, yes.
Yeah. $22.80 is not a bad living.
That's a livable wage.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad living.
No, especially if you got somebody else in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could.
Sure.
That's fine. Could,
that's over $50K a year.
Yeah.
So going back to Cinnamon. With this
poor Cinnamon
again, I need to reiterate this whole like $7.35 an hour thing. When you get hired at like age 16 for $7.35 an hour, and you're not, I mean, well, Wendy's maybe, because Wendy's doesn't give a shit about labor laws and they hire illegals too. I could understand
good looking ones sometimes.
So, yeah. I can understand, you know, hiring these kids for, you know, 16 hours a week at $7.35 an hour. By the time you get to the point where you're working 40 hours a week, you're not going to be making that much. You're not going to be making minimum wage. It just doesn't line up. This is basically what they're doing here. Is it sounds like they're taking like the baseline hiring rate and applying it to the hours, and not actually taking the actual applied, you know, like work comparison.
So she might make like $12 an hour. She well, but only work like 20 hours a week. So if they,
No. I'm thinking that they're just taking the 7.35 and just applying it to 40 hours a week. I don't think that this person actually works 40 hours a week and makes $7.35 an hour.
I think she makes. Well, she has to make more, or she can't make less.
No, I mean you can't make less, but I mean. It just doesn't make sense. Like there's no jobs that do that. If you look at like the lowest paying full time jobs, they just don't pay under $9 an hour. It just doesn't work that way. So I really don't believe that anybody working at Wendy's who is an actual full time employee and not an hourly worker is making $7.35.
Wait, so she's making.
This says that she works 40 hours a week and makes $7.35 an hour. I don't believe that.
So wait, 7.35 times 40
is nothing. $300 a week.
Times 52 weeks. So she's making $15,000 a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. But I don't believe that's how much somebody who works 40 hours a week makes anywhere like that. Why would you need somebody for 40 hours a week who's obviously working the grill?
I don't know. Maybe she's in Detroit.
I hope so. But, I mean, Colby is making a more realistic wage. But obviously doesn't expect to be promoted. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Just says no.
Yeah, just says no.
It's very strange. While we're doing this, I'm going to look up the lowest paying full-time jobs.
But then you get into waitressing because they only get like $3 an hour.
It's different. They can potentially make a lot more. Let's see. The best and worst paying jobs in America. Oh, fucking advertisement. That's an inside joke. No one will get.
Nope.
All right. Fast food cooks and dishwashers making a meager $9.03 and $9.10 an hour, respectively. Full-time workers in the positions earn almost $19,000 a year. So that's why, like, I look at this and I don't really think that they're applying the wage that someone who works 40 hours will work. They're taking the minimum hiring and then just applying 40 hours. So I think this is completely like...
You're saying Cinnamon's a liar?
Well, yeah. Okay. I'm saying Cinnamon doesn't probably exist.
No?
Very, very strange.
On her head, too?
I don't know.
Is it like a skull cap?
Yeah, a little skull cap. But anyway, getting back to the point here is that you have these low-paying jobs... Because, like, that's how the economy works. Like, you can't have people flipping burgers making $20 an hour.
No.
Unless you want to pay $8-$9 for your burger at Wendy's, it's just not going to happen. It just doesn't make any sense. Why would you punish the rest of the population just so that, you know, this tiny percentage of people can make a little bit more money that they're still not going to be able to live on? Because you're never going to make $20 an hour flipping burgers.
No.
Even if you paid them $15 an hour, it's still like $15 an hour is like, it's not happening.
That was so much money when I was younger.
And you think about it.
I was
right?
making $10 an hour managing pizza.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. People were like mad at me because I made the most. They were.
You make $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Fucker.
It's insane. People getting pissed because I'm making $10 an hour. Unbelievable.
Well, what did you get hired at what was your first job? Friendlies?
Yeah.
5:05, 5:15?
Yeah, 5:25 or something.
Yeah.
5:15. Yeah, I think it was
5:15, I think was what I got hired at, pushing carts at Pathmark.
I'm scooping ice cream.
5:15, pushing carts.
That's insane.
Man.
Hasn't gone up that far, though.
Over $2? I don't know. I don't know what the, I can look up like the history of the minimum wage, see where the jumps have been. But I don't know. Like, people don't think about... People just think that there's like an infinite money supply everywhere. And you can just like, well, they should be making more money. It's like, well, if they were earning more money, they just assume that all these companies are just like hoarding money and not like reinvesting or anything like that. You know, it's, I don't know. It's very strange. Very strange. People think you can just, you go, throw more money at everything. There's, education's a good example. There's one state, it's like New Hampshire or Vermont or something like that. One of them has like the least amount of money into education, and they have the highest SAT scores.
How does that work?
Because it doesn't matter how much money you put in, it's about teachers.
Yeah.
And also the home living. You know, having that the parental
nuclear family.
Yeah, but having like the parental support, even if it's just one parent. A parent who's actually going to be able to reinforce and help.
So, white people is what you're saying.
Pretty much. Yeah. Oh, well. Up until only a few decades ago, the black marriage rate was higher than the white marriage rate.
Really?
Yeah.
But what's their divorce rate like?
Oh, well, now, I mean, it doesn't even matter. They just don't get married. 72% of black children are born out of wedlock.
Wow. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Pretty ridiculous. What did I say I was going to look up? The history of minimum wage?
Yeah, minimum wage.
History of U.S. minimum wage. I'm going to be looking up a lot of stuff today.
That's fine.
All right. Historical minimum wage rates. October 24th, 1938. All right. I'll see if Derek can guess how much.
What, 1988?
No, 1938.
Oh, 1938.
1938. What was the minimum wage?
1938. God damn.
I'm going to put something into perspective real quick. Because so what is it? It's $7.25 an hour right now.
Something like that.
And when we got hired, it was $5.15. Yeah. So it's gone up $2.10, right? I'm going to give you the next example of where it went up to $2.10. Approximately. So go ahead.
So the first one ever?
It's 1938 Act.
First minimum
wage Act.
I'm going to go ahead and say 50 cents an hour.
25.
Whoa!
A quarter an hour. There you go. Ding! Here's a quarter.
And people had to fight for that.
Oh, sure.
People probably died for that.
Absolutely.
Quarter.
Okay, so the minimum wage has increased in the last 15 years $2.10. Mm-hmm. Okay. The minimum wage between 1938 and what year do you think it took it to go up $2.05.
I'm going to say 1967.
1976.
Oh, I was going to go for the
70s, 1976. Too. So it took 38 years for the minimum wage to increase $2.05. Now, with inflation and just ridiculous spending, it has caused the minimum wage to go up more and more and more.
Yeah.
That in the last 15 years, it went up $2.10 compared to taking 38 years for that to happen. So it's, you know, it's...
Now, what was the first year we actually got over a dollar?
We hit $1 on March 1st, 1956.
Damn.
$1 an hour.
Dollar. Fuck.
Which is apparently the equivalent of $7.25 an hour today.
I guess so.
It's pretty crazy. And then in 1978, it goes into, I don't know, non-exempt workers, which just sounds like Jewish trickery to me. I don't know what that is. $2.65 an hour, $2.90 an hour, $3.10, $3.35, $3.80, $4.25, $4.70. So it went up in decent chunks every few years or so.
Hmm.
But it looks like a big gap between 81 and 1990, Reagan years. No raises in minimum wage there. But then 5.15 was September 1st, 1997. That's right. I think I got hired at 5.05 an hour.
Ooh.
Then
you got the big bump.
I got the 10-cent bumper.
Nice.
And then it went up to 5.85 in 2007. See, look at that. Even just in the last 6 years, it's gone up almost $1.50. It's pretty crazy. And it's not sustainable.
No.
The more companies have to pay out the underlings, the more prices are going to go up. And the more they got to pay for gas to transport shit, the more prices are going to go up. We got to start investing in algae.
Algae?
Mm-hmm.
Or flux capacitors?
Well, I'm sure in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore.
Yeah.
But in 2013, it's a little hard to come by. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah. There you go. History of the minimum wage. It's gone up as much in the last 15 years as it did in the 50 years before or something. Pretty ridiculous.
Good luck, everybody.
So we can get these minorities off our screen here.
Oh, yeah. Forgot they were
get out of here, minorities. It looked like we had George Zimmerman on the end there.
I was thinking that, too.
Yeah. That hero. Saving people.
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. What do we got here? Abused dogs are given more sympathy than battered humans.
Good.
Hmm.
Good.
Yes, researchers say differences are down to a perception of vulnerability.
Yes.
Boston scientists examined opinions of people who read news articles, and they're saying that the findings would be similar for cats.
Sure.
Not my house.
That's what it looks like when I burp.
Oh.
Yeah. I like cats and dogs. Derek is not a cat fan. He's allergic to cat hair.
I am. Ooh. Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's right.
Were you at my house when you discovered that it was cat hair that was the problem?
No. I was at my friend Angela's house.
Angular.
Angular. And we were watching the French movie Amelie, which has subtitles, and her cat was on my lap. And as long as it's a nice cat, I liked your cat because your cat was basically a dog.
Dog, lap cat, yeah.
Yeah, so the cat would come up on me. It was like rubbing, and I was just sitting there petting it. And halfway through the movie, I can't read the fucking subtitles, and I'm like, I can't fucking see.
I can't see anymore.
And she just looks at me and goes, I think you're allergic to cats.
Mm.
And I promptly took the cat and just, bah!
Yeah.
And yeah, it started getting itchy and crazy, and I was like 22. I had no idea, no clue, because I'm never around cats.
Yeah,
because I hate them.
I remember there being a time, it was around high school, we were hanging out, and something about like, oh, do you have a cat or something like that? I'm like, are you allergic to cats? Like, I just remember there being an instant where your eyes were like completely like bloodshot, and like, I remember you mentioning something to me about it, and I was like, well, I have a cat, and you're like, well, that's it. Something like that.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Damn cats.
But I remember playing with your cat, or petting your cat, touching it, which I wouldn't do now.
No.
I stay away from him.
Yeah, forget it. Be tearing and shitting.
Yeah, that's it. It's crying until I shit myself.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Dogs.
Yeah, I gotta say something. We get a ton of posts, comments on pictures on the Aristocrats page. Where's all the listeners?
No, I don't know. They're waiting for Breaking Bad to come on.
Anybody in the chat? Nope. God, nobody.
Yeah, we take 1 week off. That's it. They're just fucking, they think we're all dead.
Maybe we should be.
Maybe.
Dead.
Let's just do Romeo and Juliet, me and you.
Bromeo.
Bromeo.
Yeah, see, that's like Cannonball. Cannonball's he's a bromosexual.
Yes.
He's exactly. Like when you have like a gay brother and it's like, oh, man. You know, but he's still your brother, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, he's not gay. I'm just busting.
Oh, he's not gay. He just makes out with guys.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. What is our Ustream link again?
Boy.
I can never remember it because it's not the same as like Aristocrats Radio, right?
It's ustream.tv/channel/Aristocrats Radio.
Oh, it is Aristocrats Radio.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm in a burping mood right now, baby.
Burp.
I'm burping, baby.
We got more.
Yeah.
This caught my eye. Sugary drinks tied to obesity among preschoolers.
Sure.
Preschoolers. 5-year-olds who drink sugar-sweetened soda, sports drinks, or juices every day are more likely to be obese than those who have sugar-sweetened beverages less often.
That would be true.
No shit.
Because sugar turns to fat.
Yes.
Sugar does not necessarily turn into diabetes. That's sort of like a myth, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's one that just makes you fat. Doesn't necessarily give you diabetes.
Hmm. I have a problem with people giving soda to kids.
Yeah.
I
wish I never had it.
Yeah.
So I love it.
I know.
I've had a little bit in the last like week or so.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to
water. I won't let my son drink soda.
Really?
He can drink root beer. Well, there's no caffeine.
What is this, Deep Space Nine?
It's like the caffeine thing. He doesn't need caffeine. Yeah. You hear him up there. He doesn't need it. So we'll let him have root beer, like with dinner. He likes it. Or if we're out somewhere. But I will not give him Coke.
Hmm.
I won't give him any
cocaine.
Cocaine's fine.
A little bit of the white, a little bit of the brown.
The gums.
Yeah.
I don't think kids are supposed to be drinking Gatorade anyway, right? Young kids like that?
I don't even know if that matters.
No?
I mean, if they have a heart condition, then no. But
okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Older people are really not supposed to drink Gatorade, especially if they're not active, supposedly. I remember saying that to my pharmacist once when I worked in the pharmacy at Pathmark. And I just made like a comment about it, like, oh, because he drank Powerade like every single day.
Didn't do anything?
Well, he was an athletic guy.
Oh, right.
You know, he was like in his mid-50s. You know, he just drank Gatorade, and I just happened to make a reference to him about it. It was pretty early on in my pharmacy days. And it just became an inside joke that he was like, we were going to walk in and he was going to be, you know, laying on the floor with a bottle of Gatorade in his hand and having a heart attack.
Overdosing on electrolytes.
Yeah. I wasn't like calling him old, but I just made a reference. I'm like, you know, supposedly the old people are not supposed to have Gatorade. And he's just like, what are you saying? You know?
And well, that's fine. I'll remember that when I get old.
But, yeah.
Yeah, food's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I hate it, but I love it.
Yeah, I like soda. I think I might have one on the break.
They're probably warm.
Cherry gone.
Yeah.
It should be all right. It's been there for an hour.
It's true. If not, we get some ice.
Actually, more than an hour.
True.
Almost 2 hours.
Damn. Dang. Yeah. And so. I'm a big fan of the, speaking of Wendy's, they got the big ass fucking computer generated soda machine in there now.
Yeah, yeah.
Get anything.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of combinations.
Anything you want.
Cherry Coke. That's what I go for every time.
Yeah.
Because it's not cherry Coke. It's Coke with cherry in it.
Sure.
Which is much better.
They have Mr. Pibb on there still?
I'm sure they do.
Pibb it out.
Yeah. They never had Dr. Pibb. Pepper, right? They were all Pibbs.
They might have had it back in the day before the Pibb came up here.
Before the Pibb.
The Pibb.
Where'd the Pibb even come from?
I'm pretty sure it was a Florida thing.
Yeah.
I was in Florida in like 2000, 2001, and they had Mr. Pibb everywhere.
You know what they gotta get? They gotta get Faygo.
No. Oh, Faygo's disgusting.
Did you ever have it?
Yeah, I had it once at Steve's.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
It's very...
And they only sell Diet Faygo around here for
really?
Some reason. Yeah.
They have it at ShopRite. They
yeah, I remember we went to ShopRite when it first opened, the big ShopRite. Yeah. And, me and Steve, we got Faygo, but they only had Diet.
Yeah, and you...
It was disgusting.
You prefer the car full of Faygo, trunk full of fat chicks.
Yes.
Instead of the trunk full of Faygo, car full of fat chicks.
I put them in the trunk. I don't want to look at them.
Yeah.
Then speaking of IPC, International Product Code, ICP, I put... the gathering.
Oh.
Of the Juggalos.
I wish... Why won't they just gather them all together and drop a bomb on them? Really, there's no reason for Juggalos to be alive.
Well, one of them is no longer.
Are the statistics true?
Yeah.
That's all legit?
That's legit.
Because weren't we posting, like, fake news and shit?
No, that was real.
What about the Chris Brown stroke? Was that fake?
Yeah, no. Well, it was not a stroke, a seizure.
He had a seizure too? Like,
he did.
What's his name?
Who?
Lil Wayne or somebody?
Oh, yeah. Was it
Lil Wayne or was it one of them?
Yeah, yeah.
His favorite pizza is Little Seizures?
Make the reason.
Lil.
Oh, my God. Little Caesar.
All right, so what happened with these assholes?
On Friday, in this year's gathering of the Juggalos, a man was discovered dead in a tent around 2 p.m. Late yesterday, the Hardin County coroner identified the young man as Corey Collins from Nearby Your boy can't fucking talk.
I don't trust anybody named Corey.
Nearby.
Except Corey Havoc.
Harrisburg, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Cause of death is pending a toxicology report, but it's been widely suspected that he died of a heroin overdose. Mm. So apparently he had some track marks on his arm. Yeah.
Yeah, juggalos are shit.
Ugh.
Got any pictures of these juggalophagus?
No, there was an awful picture of
let's just bring up
ICP
pictures of juggalos.
Without their makeup on.
Oh, no. I don't think I've ever seen that.
You never saw it?
I don't think I've ever seen them without makeup.
Well, let me read this thing first. The guy who found the body.
Juggalo?
He explained that he went to lift the man's arm up, which reportedly displayed track marks, to check his pulse. But when he did so, quote, the guy's whole body came up. Rigor mortis had begun to set in, and blood came out of his mouth.
Good. One less juggalo.
Our sources explained the man then frantically began trying to wake his sleeping friends, telling him that there was a dead man in the tent with them. These are four dudes.
What?
These are four dudes that have been sleeping with a corpse.
Call me the dead body man.
Oh, this isn't the first gathering-related death. In 2011, 24-year-old Jesse Waters from Tennessee drowned.
Didn't you know somebody with that name?
In the Ohio River. Jesse Waters?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I really hate juggalos.
Oh, last month, a 40-year-old man also died from an overdose at the Gathering of the Vibes.
What is that?
I have no idea.
All right, we need juggalo pictures.
ICP, no makeup. Let's see. Oh, my God.
I mean,
there's some older ones here, but they just put a new one up recently with this news.
I mean, Violent J, I like calling him by his real name, Joseph Bruce. I think that's just hilarious. Bruce. That's his name. Wow, there's a picture of what is actually a thin, not just thin, but like really skinny female juggalette.
Really?
Yeah.
Is she missing any limbs?
She could be. I don't know. But but she's very thin. I mean, unless this is really not juggalos and it's just people with clown face paint. Nah, it looks like they're juggalos. But yeah.
Jugga.
But yeah, for anybody who is watching this on YouTube or maybe live right now, this is not your typical juggalo couple. Juggaluple.
Juggaluple.
Usually the female, there would be like four or five of her in one person easily. And we're gonna find pictures of those, don't you worry.
Oh yeah.
But like, this is what they do. They just go out and they wear clown makeup. I mean, that's... oh, my God. Look at him.
That is
look
Violent
at him.
J.
What happened to him?
I mean, what happened to him? He never didn't look like that.
You know what? You're right.
It's not like he's fucking...
At least he doesn't have the dreadlocks anymore. Oh, my God.
He is big.
He did lose a lot of weight a few years ago.
Yeah.
But, man, he found it.
Yup.
Look at his eyes. This guy... This man, this human being, I gotta let you know, it's not all good
in my stomach.
My God.
Yeah, he's really big.
He's well over 300 pounds.
Oh, hell yeah.
And what's funny is because like Two Dope is skinny. I guess they represent the two different types of juggalo, the really skinny or the really fat freaks.
Now, I just pulled up an old article here saying that Violent J was diagnosed with skin cancer.
Really? See, Steve has not been a juggalo for some time. He's a recovering juggaloholic. And so I haven't been getting all my information on ICP updates. All right, here we go. This is probably a little more accurate as to what I've seen for the juggalos, but I'm going to get better pictures. They're just really... just really filthy looking people. That's basically the best way to describe
it. Yeah.
Sloppy, just freak shows.
Be careful, they'll come here.
I hope they will. I really do. Yeah. I mean, this is it right here. She got like Luna Vachon hairstyle going with the shaved sides. Like, why would you do that? You really hate your life that much? You're not rebelling against anybody. I love this. We got this picture of these two juggalos, and then in the background on your screen is Violent J. Oh, my God. Look What the hell is that? He should never not have makeup on.
No.
Because at least he doesn't. Skin cancer or none. Yeah. That's Violent J.
Yes.
And you said Violent J is skin cancer? Or that, too dope?
I just saw a thing. I don't know if it was a joke or not.
Oh.
I just saw like an article from 2012.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I really just, I'm, oh man.
Oh, here we go. Here's a nice tattoo. A nice juggalette tattoo.
What?
That's on somebody's body. It says Juggalette for Life across her shoulder blades. It's got the running man and the running woman. And just this huge... It's massive.
This mural of ICP bullshit.
Yeah.
There's some anime ICP girl on her.
And then
big
there's...
Big chibi head.
Yeah.
And then you got... I see two dope and Jay.
Yeah. And then they have... She has kind of like the album artwork kind of stuff
mixed
in. And a big hand. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a tramp stamp, in case you didn't realize that she's a juggalette.
Yeah.
She's got juggalo right over her ass.
Mm-hmm.
This person is breathing right now.
Maybe not.
Possible.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm really just... they're just disgusting. They're so disgusting.
And then there was the kid that got the face paint tattooed on his face.
Yeah. Good.
Somebody did that.
Oh, always like to see pregnant juggalettes.
Those are the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially the one that was burying her child.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But then you got, like, the pregnant ones who wear, like, bikini tops. Like this one here. I just don't get this. I mean, unless she's not pregnant, and that's just what she looks like all the time. But, like, look at this guy. He's like, he's just a tool.
Yeah.
When his basketball ICP jersey. I'm assuming it's ICP. I really don't know. He's got his Hatchet Man necklace.
That chick actually looks like someone I used to work with.
Okay. All right. Maybe it is.
Possible.
I'm just...
Yeah. So good times. And apparently there was... What did I put? Like another 5 overdoses?
Something 9?
Like that? 9?
9 overdoses? I'm trying to find really fat. Oh my god.
Nine suspected drug overdoses, 1 death, and 3 arrests. And somebody posted a picture of their local store, I guess, drugstore, right around wherever this is.
Yeah.
Their whole makeup aisle, they actually shrink wrapped the entire aisle because people were just going in there stealing makeup.
So
they
just
they shrink wrap the entire display so that nobody could get anything.
Look at this beefalo over here. This is a buffalo.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a buffalo right there.
My God.
Not a juggalo. A buffalette.
Now you can see why they have to steal face paint.
Yeah.
You know how expensive it would be?
It's a lot of face paint.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Horrid people. But, you know, to each his or her own.
I guess.
Disgusting.
Just freak shows.
All right. Do we want to do a break, or do you want to just keep going?
Let's do a break.
God almighty.
I guess during the break, I'm going to find the most disgusting. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's your
dead juggalo baby.
Ugh.
This is here, and she's a perfect example.
Yep.
This girl.
And then they have a little ICP casket.
Well, yeah, here it is. And I love the meme for it. It's the dead juggalo baby. This is God's way of telling you faggots not to reproduce.
Wow.
I like how they use the word faggot there for no reason. It's funny.
Just throw it in there.
Funny usage of the word faggot.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how uncomfortable the old lady is.
I know.
There's baby gasket. And look at this slovenly beast. She's wearing shorts, but the shorts come down to, like, they almost look like gauchos. Shorts come down to, like, not quite down to her ankles.
Is that a running man with a halo around his head?
It looks like it.
Like
maybe.
The old, actually, you know, it looks like a cooler.
It does look like a cooler.
It looks like a cooler.
It really does. Yeah, like, that would have been hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. This beast woman. Oh, my God.
Like, who shows up to their kid's funeral with like a red hoodie on and pink hair.
Because they don't give a fuck. They're juggalos.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They got a dead baby. They got to represent the juggalos.
Dead baby juggalo.
Just a juggalo everywhere I go.
He's a Hulkster in heaven now. Unbelievable.
Can't read my Joker face.
They should do a cover album. No, you know what they should?
No,
they should just stop.
Yeah.
Please stop. I'm asking you. ICP, please just stop. Please stop.
No, we covered a lot of stuff today.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad for an hour.
Yeah, we killed it. We'll throw it up. All right, so if you're listening live... Yeah, right.
These can't be juggalos. Look at these girls. They're like... Well, the one of them looks like a lesbian, but this one's gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah. I'll bring them up real quick. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, that's it. Aristocratsradio.com. Hopefully we'll be back next week with... well, you won't be here, Matt.
I will not.
Nope.
Tournaments.
And hopefully, yeah, I saw that picture that you just put up of just the girl.
The blonde.
Yeah. And I was actually, I didn't put it up because I thought maybe it was Photoshopped.
Yeah.
And they just like put that shirt
on.
Oh,
it looks
there.
Legit.
But it was a different picture of her.
Maybe she's
just
getting paid.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like one of those, like the chicks that, you know, work in bars for Coors Light or
something. Because that girl's way too attractive to be a juggalette. The other one looks like a dyke.
Or like those girls that do cosplay at Comic-Cons.
Booth girls, right?
We call them booth babes.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Yeah, I think if she if she was at the gathering of the juggalos, I don't think she would make it out of there alive.
No, because all the other juggalettes would be jealous that she's attractive. And
her friend, by the way, might make it out alive.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not bad, but compared to her... lovely friend over there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Anyway. All right. We'll see you guys Thursday. If you're listening live, stay tuned.